Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Perfect Week Formula, author Craig Ballantyne presents a revolutionary approach to structuring time and priorities to achieve a harmonious balance between business success and personal fulfillment. Ballantyne, a well-known productivity and success coach, draws from his extensive experience working with entrepreneurs and business leaders to outline a clear, actionable plan for transforming how one approaches their week. Rather than allowing business demands to consume all aspects of life, this book offers strategies to engineer a week that accommodates ambitious business goals while making space for personal interests, health, and relationships. Ballantyne's formula is about developing a mindset and techniques that move beyond traditional time management practices by prioritizing tasks that align with one's ultimate vision for life and work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, establishing morning rituals. Craig Ballantyne emphasizes the power of morning rituals as a cornerstone for achieving a perfect week. He argues that how one starts their day sets the tone for the hours that follow, influencing productivity levels, mood, and decision-making processes. Ballantyne suggests establishing morning routines that energize the body and mind, including exercise, meditation, or reading. These activities not only kickstart the day with a sense of achievement, but also instill a mindset focused on proactive rather than reactive tasks. Integrating personal priorities into the morning ensures they receive attention before the day's demands intensify. This section underlines the principle that personal well-being is the foundation upon which business success can be built, advocating for routines that cultivate discipline, focus, and happiness. Secondly, time blocking for maximum productivity. Time blocking is a central theme in The Perfect Week Formula, where Craig Ballantyne instructs readers to divide their week into blocks dedicated to specific actions and goals. By doing so, one can ensure that essential tasks are not only planned, but also protected from interruptions. This method encourages work-life balance by allocating time slots for work tasks, personal activities, and rest. Ballantyne provides strategies for identifying high-impact activities that significantly contribute to long-term goals and recommends scheduling these tasks during one's peak productivity hours. The disciplined approach of time blocking prevents the day from becoming fragmented by distractions and multitasking, leading to more accomplished with less stress. Moreover, this technique underscores the importance of saying no to demands that don't align with one's priorities, reaffirming commitment to personal and professional boundaries. Thirdly, mastering the art of delegation. In achieving the perfect week, understanding and executing effective delegation is crucial according to The Perfect Week Formula. Craig Ballantyne advocates for the art of letting go of micromanagement and the fallacy of, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Delegation not only empowers team members and builds trust, but also frees the entrepreneur to focus on the tasks that best utilize their unique skills and contribute most to the business's growth. This section of the book discusses identifying delegation opportunities, choosing the right tasks to delegate, and selecting the appropriate team members for those tasks. It also covers how to communicate effectively to ensure clarity and accountability. Through delegation, leaders can increase their business's operational efficiency and foster a team culture of responsibility and professional development. Fourthly, designing your ideal week. Ballantyne advocates for proactively designing each week to align with one's personal and professional goals, a concept central to The Perfect Week Formula. This involves clear identification of priorities, goals, and non-negotiable activities that support one's overarching life vision. The key is not to fill every moment with tasks, but to strategically plan the week to ensure that time is allocated to activities that move the needle in business and life. Ballantyne provides practical steps and tools for mapping out the week, adjusting as necessary to accommodate the inevitable changes and challenges that arise. This proactive planning allows individuals to navigate their week with intention and purpose, leading to greater satisfaction and achievement. Designing your ideal week is about recognizing and making space for the elements that truly matter, thus creating a more fulfilling and balanced life. Lastly, overcoming obstacles and setbacks. Craig Ballantyne does not shy away from the reality that obstacles and setbacks are part of the entrepreneurial journey. In The Perfect Week Formula, he offers strategies for anticipating, facing, and overcoming these challenges without allowing them to derail one's progress toward an ideal week and life. This includes developing resilience, maintaining a positive mindset, and employing problem-solving approaches that can turn setbacks into learning opportunities. Ballantyne stresses the importance of flexibility and adaptability, encouraging readers to view obstacles not as insurmountable barriers, but as temporary hurdles that can be overcome with the right mindset and strategies. This segment of the book is particularly empowering, providing readers with tools and encouragement to face challenges head-on, learn from them, and continue moving forward toward their goals. In conclusion, Craig Ballantyne's The Perfect Week Formula is an essential read for entrepreneurs, business leaders, and anyone seeking to optimize their time to achieve a greater balance between professional success and personal satisfaction. By implementing Ballantyne's strategies, readers can craft a life that accommodates both ambitious career goals and personal priorities, leading to a more fulfilling existence. This book is particularly beneficial for those feeling overwhelmed by their business demands and struggling to find time for themselves or their loved ones. Ballantyne's formula demonstrates that with the right approach, it's possible to build a successful business without sacrificing personal well-being, making it a valuable resource for achieving a harmonious work-life balance. If you would like to support Craig Ballantyne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.